wanna know you.
Grace and blessings be multiplied to you, dear friend. Wumi Ademola here, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. One of the most remarkable things about an eagle is the way that it flies in the sky. Proverbs chapter 30 verses 18 through 19 says, "There are three things which are too wonderful for me, yes, four which I do not understand: the way of an eagle in the air." Yes, beloved, the way of an eagle in the air is wonderful indeed. It glides majestically and effortlessly through the sky simply by soaring on strong air currents. Rather than use its wings, the eagle uses the wind to fly to incredible heights. Like the eagle, God wants you and me to glide through life by soaring effortlessly on the wind of His Holy Spirit. He doesn't want us to struggle frantically in our own human strength. I invite you today to be blessed as you listen to the continuation of the series, Living by the Power of the Holy Spirit. It's truly a life without limits.
I read of an account of somebody that was observing an eagle recently. He said for hours, that eagle just stayed there. Is it that the eagle doesn't have anywhere to go? No. But the eagle knows that I'm better off waiting for the wind than taking off because I think the wind is taking too long. Some of you think God is taking too long. You are better off waiting for Him. Because if you act ahead of Him, it's going to be trouble. It's going to be trouble. I forever thank God I waited on Him concerning marriage. Because, okay, you are precious. All my friends are getting married. All my friends are getting married. Okay, we do the wedding day, everything, honeymoon. After it, your eyes come down. So if you marry the wrong person, God help you. But I'm glad I waited for my own. I'm glad I waited because here I am now, 20 plus years. I'm glad. I'm being carried by the wind every day. You know, if there's anything Holy Ghost wants to pass across this morning, tell my people to stop being in a hurry. Tell my people to learn to rest. So Jesus rested. He was not pressured. Oh, my friend is sick. I have to go. No. He didn't sense the Spirit moving him. But when he showed up big. Let me tell you something. If Lazarus was just healed, the effect it had would not be as much as him being raised from the dead. God has something bigger and better for all of you. Tell your neighbor, can you stop being in a hurry? It won't get you anywhere. No. Look, when you come, flappers in the kingdom, in the bird kingdom, they cannot fly anywhere near the height of an eagle. And in the same way, you that you rely on your human strength, you cannot go as far as the one that is relying on the Holy Spirit. But the clause there is that God is not fast. You see, this our God dwells in eternity. He's not in a hurry. He's not confined to time. And so you have to wait upon Him. As long as you are ready to wait upon Him, He will talk eventually. You will know when He wants you to go. And it's going to be better than anything you could have figured out yourself. So as we examine the eagle, we're going to talk about what it means to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit and how to move with the wind of the Holy Spirit. It's not just people like us, full-time ministers, whatever that word means, that it applies to, but every one of us. God wants us to be Spirit-filled and Spirit-led because that is the only way we can take our position on top. Christians are supposed to stand out. When we read Fortune 500, the name of the first 400 companies have got to be Christian CEOs. We are supposed to be in the forefront of everything. In the earlier centuries, Christians were the inventors. Christians were the ones making breakthrough. How do you think they did it? Because they had a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And that's what the Lord wants for you and me, and God will help us in Jesus' name. And so an eagle Christian is a Christian that has learned to depend 100%. Someone say 100%. 100% on the Holy Spirit and 0% on his human ability. Romans 8:14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God." And for the Spirit of God to lead you means you are being carried by the Spirit of God. It says, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God." One translation says, "They are the true children of God." And so you're not a true child of God until you are living a life that is completely directed by the Holy Spirit. And one of the conditions of that is you need to learn to wait on God. Don't be in a hurry to do stuff. Just wait upon him. When you allow the Holy Spirit to carry you, three things will happen. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Hallelujah. Is God blessing somebody this morning? Glory to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 3, if we see from verse 9 through 14, there are three powerful things that you will begin to enjoy as you allow the Holy Spirit to carry you. As you just make up your mind, from today, May the 10th, 2015, I will stop being in a hurry. Isaiah says, "He that believes shall not make haste." Don't be a hurry. It's not everywhere that you have to go. It's not every appointment that is fixed in stone. You can cancel an appointment if you don't feel the Spirit leading you to go. Many people have done that and saved their life. They've missed plane crash. May God give us the grace to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. So verses 9 through 10 of Deuteronomy 32 says, "For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the place of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the wasteland, a howling wilderness. He encircled him. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye." So, number one thing you will enjoy when you make up your mind not to be in a hurry, but like the eagle, to wait for the Holy Spirit all the time, not just in major decisions, every time, wait on the Holy Spirit. The Bible says you will enjoy supernatural protection. Exodus 19:4 says, "You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle wings." He will bear you on eagle wings. He will keep you as the apple of his eyes. Some years ago, I can't remember the exact state it happened, but some of us can remember, a bridge just collapsed. All right, some cars were on that bridge. But there was a story of a particular man that as he was about to get onto that bridge, he was a Christian. The Lord, he heard the Holy Spirit say, "Stop, don't move." I mean, it takes boldness to obey the Holy Spirit, but it pays off in the end. It does. And so the guy just braked, he stopped. And you know, road rage, people started to honk, honk. "What's wrong with this crazy man? What's wrong with this?" I have learned in my life that disappointment may be the Holy Spirit just arranging everything. So I don't complain. And so they were honking, honking, honking. And the man was, "Lord, are you sure I should wait?" Holy Spirit said, "Wait, my son, wait, don't go." And while he was still there, in their very presence, the bridge collapsed. The people that were honking, they just opened their door. They can't say thank you. They started to thank him, "Thank you, just thank you." How many of us can have the guts to cancel a flight trip if we don't feel it's going well? Look, I am sure, I am convinced that God is faithful. We operate under the covenant of exemption. I don't care how many things are happening to people. He says, "I've created a Goshen for my own people." The problem is, if his people run ahead of him, then they meet problem. I was at my son's science presentation this week, and I was told that every single day in that presentation, somebody was saying it was about diseases. Every single day, somebody, 20,000 people, 20,000 are diagnosed with cancer. Every single day, not month, not week, every day. But I'm glad to announce to you, according to Psalm 91, 1,000 may fall at your side. They may be diagnosing 10,000 people. You and I will never be diagnosed. But you see, to operate in that kind of covenant of exemption that God has ordained for us, we need to learn to wait on God. The things happening to other people in the world have no business happening to us. God has put a separation. And one of the ways we can enjoy that is by learning to move by the Spirit. Don't do things by our flesh or sentiment. If God says don't go, don't go. Pray about every trip. Don't take anything for granted.
Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end at all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me. Say, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus and give me a brand new heart. From today, I surrender my life to Jesus and receive Him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org.